Welcome back. You're on KWKR 99.9 The Rock. It's Buff Talk here live from Old Chicago. Thank you so much to Jose Munoz for just joining us. We now welcome on cross-country coach Crystal Lindenberg. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Yeah, you bet.
So, firstly, let me start off with how much does it mean for someone like Josiah, who missed so much this season due to injury, to perform this well at States?
Oh, man, I think it's got to be big for him. I mean, you can tell just from how he talked about it. And so I'm just happy for him, proud of him. I mean, especially as a senior, that's the one thing you don't want to have happen as a senior, is to have a injury like that and not know if you're going to make it back or what it's going to be like when you do get back. But he handled it so well, as you can tell just from talking to him. He's just a composed, very composed kid, and he's a very composed runner also. Just handles himself really well and doesn't let his mind get too far off track. And I think that was a big thing for him trying to come back from his injury, was just staying the course. And he just has a lot of composure.
He mentioned that he kind of struggled his freshman year and then really developed the next couple of years. How much have you seen him grow?
Oh, man. You know, as a freshman, he was running, I think his best time was 2040. And he only ran one race as a freshman because he was injured a little bit during that season, too. And just kind of struggled, I think, coming in as a young kid in transition, making that transition to the longer race, and the more miles that we put in. To go from running a 2040 to running a sub 16, even coming off of an injury, I mean, it's just impressive. Coach Augerman and I talked about that on the way home on the bus, just how impressive it is that he was able to do that on Saturday.
And mentally, how much has he grown?
Tons. Just more confident, understands it all more, goes into races with, you know, just a different mindset than he did as a young kid. And I just developed that over, I mean, that's just experience and kind of learning from things and just knowing what you have in your mind and what your mind tells you, it is a big deal, and it makes a big difference in how you approach things and how you get through those tough parts of the race. And
so you mentioned the last time that we had you on a little over a month ago that you had your team's sights on regionals and states, saying both courses were very tough courses to run. How did you feel your team handled the challenge?
Well, actually, our regional course ended up not being the course we kind of anticipated we were going to run. We ended up running a really flat course that we'd never ran before. So it was a brand new course to all of us, including myself, and we'd just never been there. That was a fun experience. They handled it well. Much different day than state was. It was a lot warmer and I feel like we did the right things, and I think that shows with the majority of our kids. I think there were just a few spots where things didn't go exactly like we had hoped. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's so many variables in cross country that you can't control, and
the moments that you caught your team doing the right things, where you kind of watched them on and be like, okay, yeah, we're running this right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Regionals was one of those days. And even on our girls' side, our girls snuck in third at regionals. We knew they had an opportunity, but we had to really change some things. We really had to make a different effort than we did at the WAC meet, where we didn't get out. And they had to really commit to that, and they did. So, you know, after regionals, we were thinking, hey, this, you know, they are listening. They are getting it.
Can you pinpoint kind of some of those moments where you talk about at regionals where you saw your girls run and said, okay, this is where things are going right?
Yeah, well, from the get-go, I mean, our entrance into the race was just, when the gun went off, was just much better, a whole different, just like a whole different group of girls than we did the week before. So I think they knew, you know, that was going to be their only opportunity, was they had to get out and get in position and then just try to hang on from there.
You also mentioned there was a lot of strategy going into regionals and states. But that being said, you just mentioned that it kind of flipped up on you, that your regionals course could be something so different. So how much did your strategy change going into regionals?
I think regionals, it didn't change a lot. We knew the course was flat, so we knew it wasn't a difficult course. I think we were really excited because I thought I think the boys and even us coaches were kind of interested to see how fast of a course it could be. It didn't run real super fast, but it was definitely a flat course. So I knew we could handle it. You know, I mean, we run courses all season long that are much harder than that regional course. So I knew handling the course wasn't going to be an issue. It was more about probably strategy of putting yourself in the right spot and hanging on to it and making moves at the right time.
And you stressed about the conditions before. I mean, you guys train in the summer and, you know, 90 degrees, sun's beating down. But Saturday rolls around, and while it was sunny during the boys' race, the girls' race came in and it was overcast. And you actually had to clean up the tent before it started raining. I know these athletes are very used to the conditions, but can it be difficult to persevere, you know, training in 90 degrees and then having to run your states in 30 degrees?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I think it affects your physically. It affects your body a little bit differently. You have to make a little bit more effort to stay warm during the time that you're out there. And I think there are things. I don't think anybody thought that we. I mean, I don't think it ever entered any of our runners' minds that they couldn't handle it or that it was going to be so cold they couldn't deal with it. Or I mean, you know, we do some morning runs, and here towards the end of the season it was getting cooler in the mornings, and mm-hmm. So nobody even mentioned it. I don't remember even hearing about it. I don't remember anybody complaining.
It seems like you got a very good group in terms of, like, even when I just had Josiah on, I mean, they don't complain the whole time. Do you deal with them complaining all that much?
No, but I think it's a lot of it's a culture that we kind of developed. I think it stems from coaches and then down to our upperclassmen, and they just I think they know that it is what it is, and it, you know, griping about it's not going to change anything. Being negative isn't going to help anybody, especially the kids around you. We talk about that a lot, and so I think we don't hear a lot of complaints, or at least not out loud.
Let me ask this. What goes into establishing a culture like the one you have?
Wow, I don't, you know, we've done this for so long, I don't even know how to answer that. It's, the number one thing is, I think you hear it a lot, but the people that you put around you. And I think with Coach Algrim and Coach Winters, those guys bring so much to our program. I mean, I don't even have to be there. The thing just runs itself, but... and then the kids just catch on to that, you know, and I think they are very good at knowing when you're genuine and when you're not. And I think the three of us are very passionate about Garden City High School cross country, because all three of us were Garden City High School cross country alumni. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. And those guys love it as much as I love it, and we're all passionate about it. And I think the kids sense that.
Let's start on the girls' side of things. You said in an article recently that the goal of these last couple weeks was to gain ground on Liberal and Dodge City. How was your group able to get back on ground on the Red Demons and the Redskins?
Well, we definitely got closer to them at regionals, a lot closer than we were at WAC. And then we even gained, you know, I felt like we even gained ground this week. We didn't, you know, we didn't quite meet our goal. We kind of were hoping that we'd beat, you know, either one or both of them, but that didn't happen for us. But we did gain ground, I think, points-wise, if you break it down and look at it. We kind of snuck in pretty close behind them, whereas in the beginning of the season, we were not.
What did it take for this group to be able to race together in the second half to get to states?
We definitely had to position. You know, we talked a lot about position and going in these last 2 weeks, and it made a huge difference for them. Pack running was kind of taking care of itself. They like to run close to one another, other than Kate. Our next girls, you know, I think they fed off of each other very, very well. So it was just a matter of getting the mindset established that they could get out further in up in the front of the race and hang on to that and maintain that.
It's a pretty young group from what I've noticed. You only had one senior move on from the girls' side of things. How do you feel like they've grown throughout the year?
They've grown a lot. I think they've grown into it, and you could watch them. You know, at the beginning of the season, we really didn't have a clue who our top seven were going to be. And so that fluctuated a little bit, especially early in the season. Sylvia didn't join us until right at WAC time. Same with Reagan. She didn't join us until right at WAC time. But over the last 3 weeks, the week of WAC, regional, state, man, there was a real effort on the girls' side to come together. And that was actually something they put on their goal poster that we made, was run for each other. And so they really came together as a group and fed off of one another.
It was like a physical poster that they made?
Yeah, on a Wednesday of regionals, we sit down and make a goal poster, and each kid's name goes on the poster. And then at the top, we put our goals. I have them set a goal for regionals, and then I have them set a goal for state, and then we just talk about what each kid brings. So, for Kate, the other girls get to pick out what they feel like Kate brings to our team that is most important on race day. And so we pick out about four or five attributes, and we put them up on the poster. Like, just toughness or strength or kind of the terms like key holder or gatekeeper and things like that come up. Just kind of what they bring on race day.
That's actually a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Where did you start that? Where did that idea come from?
It's just something I think it's just something we've done for years and years, and I'm pretty sure it just popped, it's just something that kind of came to me at one point, and I thought, this is good. We need to do something. We need to realign. We need to make sure we're all thinking the same way. I like for kids to know what other kids' view of them are, like what they bring, because you don't always see that, from your own perspective. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know what your teammates think of you and what they feel like your strengths are, and I think that's very motivating. Especially going into championship season.
Yeah, that is smart. So you were talking about it just now about how you didn't know what your top seven will be with this group. Actually, the last time I had you on, I want to ask this a little earlier, is you said that before the season starts, you never know where people are going to fall in with their roles. How did you see these student-athletes kind of embrace their roles as the season went on?
Yeah, like our one senior, I mean, it's really fun to watch, I think. That even more so than just the competitive side of it the awards and the team placings, to watch those kids grow into their roles. Ruby Aguilera, who's our one senior girl, I can't just say that for her, but she's just an example of kind of the role she took on, because she ended up being our number two girl down the stretch. Didn't run so well at state, but that's okay. And but really kind of embraced that role, and you could just see it. It made her her confidence soared. I think she just kind of blossomed a little bit, I guess, as a runner and kind of as a leader on our team, and being a little more vocal. And
I did want to ask Ruby, so only girls senior that you have on that side of cross country, how much has she brought to this program?
A lot. I think in the second half of the season, for sure, when she kind of got to rolling and feeling good and more confident with her running ability, and just realizing that, she's good. She could really help this group of girls. And so, she brought a lot to our team, especially that last half of the season, for sure.
So the boys team brought a little more success at states.
Yes.
You said they could have finished anywhere between third and eighth. Well, you're right on the money, because they came right in the middle of that fifth. What were some of your takeaways?
Well, I learned a lot more about their character on the day of state, and kind of how we responded, and kind of where we ended up, and how we responded to that mid race. I feel like to be third, we would have really had to have ran just really out of our minds to probably have gotten there. I mean, even if Hayden had a great day and had been with Josiah, I'm not sure we would have even snuck into fourth. I don't know that there was enough points there to gain back fourth place. So I think we were at where we were at. But, we weren't ranked at any point in the season. We were completely overlooked all season long from any poll that you look at, any coach's poll or any rankings off of any websites. They completely missed us. And so for us to be even going into state out of our regional, we were ranked 11th. So again, nobody just overlooked, I feel like. And so it was great to go and at least kind of surprise some people a little bit.
I did want to talk about that, because you mentioned that the team was overlooked all season long. Last time I had you on, you kind of mentioned Western Kansas kids were a little more overlooked compared to the Eastern Kansas
kids. Oh, always, yeah.
But were you even surprised with how much this group was overlooked, even at this side of Kansas?
Yeah, a little bit. I think our counterpart, the Dodge City guys, they know. I mean, we see each other race a lot. So our WAC schools and our local schools, they knew going in that we could go in and maybe surprise some people, do a little damage. But you know, beyond that, I don't, you know, I really don't think anybody much notice.
Sorry about that. So being the fact the Filio team is so overlooked, how good does it feel to have two top 25 finishes the last, you know, race of the season?
Oh, it feels good. Yeah. And I, you know, those guys have to be proud. Even Hayden. I mean, it's been a great season. Those boys have had an awesome, just an awesome set of races. You know, I know Josiah, being injured, you know, but man, look at the last four races that he ran. He killed it. Was able to run sub 16 after being out that long. Hayden took over when Josiah couldn't run anymore, just took the reins. I mean, he just took hold of everything and just became that just a big time leader that we needed at that time. And he just didn't blink, never hesitated, just took it on. And
how did you notice Josiah kind of grow from the point of when he got injured to being able to come back with as much confidence as he did?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with, I think he just felt such camaraderie with those boys. I think there was such a connection. You know, like he said, he went with us. He was at practice every day. He did something totally different than we did, but he was out there until we left for our workout. He'd go inside and do his thing. He was out there when we came back from our workout. So he was involved as much as he could be involved, and found a way to, you know, he just played a different role during that time, but was definitely a role that he was visible and vocal.
Mm-hmm. So Josiah comes 8, Trevor comes 23. What did they do so well to prepare for the states these last couple weeks?
You know, I think there's a lot of things that as a coach you can't control. We just try to make them feel, try to make them feel fresh. We try to make them feel good. Try to make them feel light and fast. Come state week. And Coach Augram does an awesome job with that because that's kind of his. He's kind of our workout guru. So he has a lot of success with it. And so I think our kids respond well to that. Obviously not everybody. I mean, you know, there was something, that just didn't sit right for Hayden where he just didn't feel good. And, you know, I don't know if that's on us or if that was, you know, there's just so many things, kids getting sick, lots of, you know, we had a lot of kids that talked about being congested and having some respiratory stuff and, or whether or not they're even hydrating, you know, as the season gets, you know, we really preach it during the hot part of the season. And then as we get down to championship season, I always just feel like, okay, they got it. They've been doing it all season long, but it cools off. And so I think sometimes they don't always hydrate the way they need to hydrate. There's just so many variables that go into feeling great on race day, especially on state race day. So
I wanted to talk a little bit about your coaching staff, actually, because you just brought that up. We've been talking about how some of your student athletes need to learn what kind of roles that they settle into. With you and your coaches, do you all have different little roles that you serve?
Yeah, kind of. So when I first took over the program, we weren't quite as big as we are now. And so I was, you know, it was real easy for me to take care of workouts and plan things and figure out our locations and where we were going to run and running routes and what we were going to do and how we were going to tweak this and that and build culture at the same time. That wasn't a real issue, but, you know, we had 30 or 40 kids out. And then as the years moved on and we got bigger and bigger, we got into, you know, 80s, 90s. One year we had 120 kids. That got to be pretty tough. And so there was a point in time when I just said, Coach Augram, and he was ready. I mean, he had been with me for 3 or 4 years and he was bringing me stuff and looking stuff up all the time and researching, you know, things. And, so I knew he was ready and I said, we got to do something because I felt like we weren't serving our athletes as well as we could. And so that's when I said, you take over workouts. I trust you. Run with it. And I'll focus on culture and just making sure everything's, you know, we got everything right on the other side of it. And so that's kind of the split we made back in, I don't even know what year that was, 2013, 2014. And from there, we just kind of, you know, and Ashley's been with us now for this her fourth year, third or fourth year. She's really fell into a role of, I mean, she can do anything. So it's just nice to have that. I mean, you know, I get to play the bad cop a lot, which is fine. And those guys get to play the good cop a lot. So, and it's okay, but it works really well. I feel like we mesh really well together. There's just kind of a chemistry thing among us, and we can always, I mean, it's, we're almost to the point where we know exactly what each other's thinking a little bit.
Individually at States, I saw that Jaden Smith and Uriel Garola, I believe how you say his name, each improved personal times from Rimrock. What does that show about this group? You know, I know it's States, and that's what everyone looks forward to at the end of the year, but, you know, it's a long season. You train in the summer. You're running throughout the school year. You know, they've got to deal with homework on the side. But what does it show about this group to remain focused and to be able to improve so late in the year?
Yeah, and Rimrock's not an easy place to go and run your best time. Or even, you know, best time of the season, let alone best time ever. So it says a lot about those guys and just staying focused and how much they, I mean, you know, I talk about passion, but I think it trickles down to them too. There's how much they love it and how much it brings to them. And it's hard and it's tough. And there's a lot of times it's not fun to be a runner, but there's also something very, very rewarding and very, very character building about it. And I think that's what feeds, I think that's what keeps kids coming back, is that they learn so much about themselves that they maybe didn't know.
So let me ask a bit about these returners now. So obviously you mentioned you don't have too many departing seniors from both groups, but you talked about how overlooked this team has been over the course of this entire season. They put together a great performance at States to come fifth. What's the next step for this group?
Just not letting up. I mean, continuing to train. I think our summer's been key. I think the summer for what we had this season, our summer was huge, was major, major part of what we were able to do. So just that, you know, that bigger base, you can do more things on top of a bigger, when you build a bigger base, you can build a lot more on top of that. And I think those guys have come around to realizing that. We're going to have to find a fifth going into next year. But those kids are out there. I mean, those kids are probably on our team. You know what, to find a good solid fifth runner. And then we'll need a sixth and a seventh. I think, you know, those are gaps that we'll fill.
Just to close out a little bit, Josiah alluded to it a little bit. You alluded to it a little bit. Hayden did not finish as well as we would have thought he would have at States. What was kind of the message that you gave him afterwards?
I just told him, I said, Hayden, you've had same thing I talked about just a little bit ago, was he's had such a great season, and he was such a role player for us in the absence of Josiah. And, you know, when that happened to Josiah, I wasn't sure how our other guys would respond, because they feed off of, a lot of times they'll feed off of that top runner. And so I didn't know what that would do to the chemistry of the team. And Hayden just, I mean, almost like it was exact, you know, like he just knew exactly what to do. He just picked it up and ran with it and took it and made it his. And it was a big, he filled a big role for our team doing that. And just like Josiah said, I told him, I said, Hayden, you can't let this one race define your season for you, because your season was so much more than just the state race and all the things that you did. And same thing for him, you know, where he's come from as a freshman and into his sophomore year and now into his junior year, and the gains he's made and the just the things he's learned over those three seasons about himself as a runner. And I told him, you know, this is just setting you up for, let this fuel you for whatever is to come. That was the last thing I said to him, was just let it fuel you going into whatever's next.
That's a great way to say it. Yeah. One last question I want to close out with you on. How optimistic are you with this group of juniors, sophomores that are about to become seniors and juniors, respectively, to what your team can accomplish next season?
I'm very optimistic. I'm very excited, actually, to, it's a whole year away, but man, I couldn't get here quicker for me. It'll be exciting. And like I said, we have some holes to fill, but I don't have any doubt that we'll be able to do that. It seems like, you know, every year that happens, and we just have to fill in where we need to. And somebody always steps up. There's always somebody waiting, somebody that wants to be a part of that. So I'm excited. It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see where they go from here. Hopefully we can keep them healthy. Hopefully nobody moves or nothing radical like that. That's happened before too.
I hope not either.
Yeah. No, I think hopefully all of them are here to stay, but they'll be a great group to kind of keep an eye on and to watch.
Well, Coach, I'm super excited to see what your team can accomplish next season. Congratulations on a great finish at States. That is cross country head coach Krista Lindenberger. Coach, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
When we come back, we will have soccer back on. They moved on to their first quarterfinal since 2016. Jose Vitale will join the coach next when we come back here on Buff Talk, here live from Old Chicago.